In Deuteronomy, in our first reading, it tells us this. Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children. Growing up, in your own journey, for those of you who have children, when they were growing up, for those of you who have grandchildren, they're doing the same thing, and they ask questions. What's that? What you doing? And then they ask a very important question. Can I help? And a lot of times what we're doing at the moment isn't probably a good idea. If we're cutting a roast that's getting ready for the family dinner, no, they can't help with the sharp knife. They're a little young for that. Or, no, it would really be interesting and messy if they got to do the mashed potatoes with the blender, because they would take it out and watch it work. But we recognize that one of the things that we do as parents and grandparents is we teach our children. And we do it by hands-on learning. I learned from my dad different things. Not that I was ever as good as my father at all of these things. But I learned how to change a tire. I learned how to change the oil on a car. I learned how to dink with plumbing or a clogged drain. I learned how to work with wood, some electrical stuff, but don't ask me to do that because it's not a good idea. On and on, there are things that I learned from my dad. What did you learn from your dad, from your mom? My mom taught us all how to do laundry, how to wash dishes, how to cook a dinner, how to clean up after ourselves. We hated that part. I learned how to sew on a button so that when I would leave home, that I would be able to fend and survive and take care of myself. And those lessons did not happen all at once. I learned how to peel potatoes from my grandmother, my mom's mom. She had one good eye. And she could peel three potatoes before I had one done. And she had more potato left when than why Anna, I had the one done. What did you learn from Grandma and Grandpa? What did you learn from your Sunday school teachers if you had them when you were growing up? Did you learn laughter and unconditional love? The lessons of being kind, how to share, how to help, how to take care of yourself, how to help others. I learned how to take care of little ones because there's several younger than me in my family. And in a military community, you help each family out. And there were times that some of the young mothers needed to go grocery shopping and they had three little ones. And sometimes I would babysit, sometimes one of my siblings would babysit. You learn these things. You learn them by hands-on exposure and by having it modeled in front of you. Today's lesson is more important than learning how to do a button, cook a meal, laundry, or apply Band-Aids. Today's lessons is about teaching the young about the full armor of God, about what it means to have the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth, and what does it mean to have the shoes of the gospel of peace on our feet. What does it mean to have all of this equipment? What does it do for us, and what does it do to us? We learn what clothing does, and we learn, well, you should have had your shoes on. You wouldn't have hurt your foot, you know. And on and on, we learn about clothing, and we learn about raincoats and umbrellas and hats and mittens and gloves. And we learn about what protects our body, but we have fallen short in our society about learning what protects the soul. And we have forgotten our participation in the learning process. That means we have delegated it to others. We have taught others, or we have made them responsible for the children, for the young, for the teenagers, for the college kids. We have abdicated, we have rejected, we have run away, we have said, it's not my job. I've been there, I've done that, I'm done. But did you know in the church, in the family of God, you're never done learning, but you're also never done teaching. All of us, whatever point we are on our journey, are to be an example for others. We're to be the ones who say, I am sorry, will you forgive me? We are to be the ones that talk about hope in times of despair. We are the ones who speak about love instead of hatred. And with that belt of truth, we are the ones to speak what God says instead of mimicking or parenting. You know, like a bird to parrot what the world says. The full armor of God is from God. It's not human manufactured. The full armor of God is provided by God. In fact, the full armor of God is God Himself and His Son, Jesus Christ. Paul says, it's not I who live, but Christ in me. That is our soul's protection, our soul's new life. It is given in our baptism. Our sins are washed away. New life is granted. We are recreated, born again, regenerated, all through this powerful Word of God. And it's tied to this armor, because at your baptism, the armor was put on. But you know what happens? The armor becomes unfashionable. The armor becomes inconvenient. The armor becomes a hindrance. Living in the South, having a congregation in Arkansas and now here, I've come to know there are people, it makes no sense to me, if you are one of these, I'm not thinking personally of you, okay, who refuse to wear a coat when it's winter. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, okay? But they personally refuse to wear a coat in the wintertime. It's not that their body is so warm, or that they're so physically hot, or they have a higher temperature than the rest of the world, but they just hate what it feels like putting on a coat. They don't like to feel trapped. They don't like to feel enshrouded. They don't like to feel just bogged down. They don't like the cumbersome of it and whatever else is on their list. And they refuse to wear a coat. Spiritually, now this does include all of you, by the way, spiritually, there are times our sinful nature says, get that plate of righteousness off your chest. You know? It's going to hinder your loving, and then you fill in the blank. Something that God does not want you to treasure above all things. You know, get those shoes of peace and the gospel off. It's going to hinder you going where you want to go. Because what you want to do tonight and go out and party is not part of the gospel. Change your shoes. And on the list goes. And it is this Word of God that is to be modeled from young to old alike. And sometimes the children themselves are a witness to the old. Mom, get up. It's time for church. There have been children that have said to parents, we need to go to church today. It is this word of God that is the power of changing the way we live and the way we take on the world. As Pastor Al has indicated in our Bible study last week, it changes us from thinking about self-esteem to God esteemed us, all in Jesus. It changes us from being selfish to givers. It changes us from being self-absorbed to Christ-filled, and therefore we love one another as Christ has loved us. It changes us, this armor of God, this faith that God has placed in us. It changes us. It puts in us a new mind and a new heart. And it equips us. Not that it makes us superior to every other natural man in the world, for we're all sinful by nature, but this word, this armor of God, it hinders the sinful nature. It says, don't do that. You aren't to reach that way. Don't do that. You're not to think that way. And it's not because it's about the law. It's because the gospel says this is God's way to be done because he loves you. This is what Christ has done for you. This is what Christ gives to you because he loves you. This is all about God's comfort and peace that we cannot find in any other source or resource or place on this universe. Putting on the full armor of God is not a Sunday event. It is life in Christ day and night. And instead of hindering us, it frees us. It empowers us. I have osteoarthritis in my knees. And I have a brace that I can wear. And sometimes, I think it was a couple years ago, you might have noticed I had to wear this brace. And of course, I don't wear shorts on Sunday, so you wouldn't have seen it. But you might have noticed that I was walking a little different. But what I can tell you is putting on that brace enabled me to do steps. Putting on that brace, I could go to the choir loft. It didn't hinder me. It freed me. It empowered me to go where I needed to go to do what God would want me to do in the service of the Lord. The full armor of God is like that for all of us. It frees us. It empowers us. When I'm afraid to speak of Jesus, it gives me that framework to speak of Jesus. When I don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit that comes with this armor empowers me and gives me the very words to say. When I don't remember the Bible verse, the Holy Spirit can give that Bible verse to recall to your brain. When I don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will even keep my mouth shut so I don't say something stupid, just to fill the silence. You see, we live in a time right now where the full armor of God is needed because it has been set aside. The consequences of setting aside the full armor of God is what has been in the news. The violence, the shootings, the drug addiction, the alcoholism, the divorce rate, the same-sex marriage, the abortion, the disrespect of life and the devaluing of life, the young and the aged, both ends, both extremes. We have set aside God's word, and the attack has grown to such a proportion that now the church is saying, what do we do? And God has always told us what to do. He's always given this armor. But because God's people, as a multitude, set it aside, we have what we have in the world today. You can make a difference. Not by your power and not by your strength, but by what God does in you, for you, to you, and through you. The full armor of God. At the times when your heart has trouble liking another member in this congregation, it is that breastplate of righteousness. You know, that breastplate of righteousness that purifies the heart. Because what comes out of the heart isn't always so good. We heard that in the scriptures. But now you know that it is the breastplate of righteousness that brings us back to Christ and His Word. And it helps us to love one another as Christ has loved us. And when you're cranky and you're not feeling well and you really didn't want to be here and you could have used 5 more hours of sleep and, you know, somebody's annoying you in the pew behind you, don't turn around, people. Okay? You know, do you understand? It helps you to have this peace, this joy of being in God's house together. To having word and sacrament together, to hear the forgiveness of sins together, to praise God together. It is modeled from one person to the next. And when you aren't here, whether someone is sitting in your physical space, it still is not you. And your modeling is missed. And it is needed. Each one of you, regardless of job title and volunteer spot, all of you are needed. All of us have to have and can have, we get to have, by the very call of God, this full armor of God. It's not for the clergy alone. It's not for the DCE, the commissioned worker alone. It's not for the church officers alone. It's not for the Sunday school teachers alone. It's not for the organist alone. It's not for the choir director alone and all the other roles that we have here at Grace. It is for God's people. So that we would live in Christ and work together in Christ to serve the purpose of Christ. So the full armor of God helps tone and shape what our own personal agenda is to be. For we who are alive in Christ, we humble ourselves before God and we say, not my will, but thy will be done. That's part of the full armor of God. We have a commander in chief. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. And part of this full armor is what we are about today, where what you do impacts our children and our young people and one another. And it's more than just a Sunday thing. It's in our homes. It's in our prayer life. It's in our devotions. It's in our scripture reading. How do kids learn how to put on their shoes? It was more than one lesson. And when they didn't get it just right, there was the love of a parent or a grandparent helping you. Whoops, you got those on the wrong way. They couldn't tell the difference. Their feet were covered. But we continued to teach them. And soon they put their shoes on the right way all the time. And then you continue to teach them more and more. And we do this with God's Word. And we do it through confirmation classes, and we do it through the Sunday school, and we do it through rally day, and we do it through the family activities that are held here at the church. It's not just programs. It's about people who have the armor of God coming together and modeling what does it mean to have the breastplate, the helmet, the sword, the shoes, and all that God bestows on His people. You are the onward Christian soldiers of Grace Lutheran Church. Now, if you don't feel equipped, start coming to boot camp. Okay? And for those of you who graduated from boot camp, we have AIT. That's additional instructional training. That is a military jargon word. And AIT is called adult Bible study. Okay? And we have Monday night Bible study. Come, be a part of the armor of God. And when we have servant events, participate. Show your children, show your grandchildren, this is important. Show your neighborhood. You have things on your calendar that are a part of your life in the full armor of God. Don't show them like, hey, look at us. You know, I got armor. No, Jesus didn't put on his armor and then lord it over people. He put on his armor and he got down on his knees and he washed feet. And he touched people that were considered the untouchable. And he loved people that were considered the unlovable. That takes the armor of God. Our mission statement about bringing Christ to the people is about having donned this armor. We share Christ. We share Christ at school. We share Christ at the workplace. When we say, I'll pray for you, that is more than just lip service. It is genuine statement of what we will do as God's people, and we pray for others. Even when we don't know the very words of what to pray for, we pray that. Father, I don't know what to say today, but I am so thankful that you know all that's going on. And I just lift this circumstances up to you today, asking for your wisdom, your help, your guidance, your protection, because there is someone that I know who's in need. This person your son died for. Would you help them? Amen. Do you understand? The full armor of God. It's not a hindrance. It's a strengthener. It's not law. It's gospel. It's empowering. It's not heavy. Jesus himself said, his burden is light. His yoke is easy. But it is against the sinful nature. That one I know. But that's okay. Because I personally don't want my sinful nature to win. How about you? And it is a spiritual battle. It's not a political battle. It's a spiritual battle. And God has already given us what we need. There is no need for waiting for something extra. You have been baptized into Christ. You have been united with Christ in his death and in his resurrection. Do you understand how much power is there? You have been forgiven of your sins. Do you understand the freedom that you've been given? You have the gift of eternal life. That even though if you were to die today, yet you shall live. Do you understand the victory that's there? That's all coming in this full armor of God. Today, people of God, put it on. Amen.